Antananarivo, Madagascar, former Madagascan President Andry Rajoelina, who was ousted in a coup last week, has been stripped of his Malagasy citizenship by the country's new military-backed government. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The order, signed by new Prime Minister Herentsalama Rajanarivalo, invoked national laws that revoke citizenship from anyone who acquires a foreign nationality. Rajoelina, 51, obtained French citizenship in 2014, a decision that sparked controversy and calls for his disqualification from the 2023 presidential election. Despite those objections, he ran and won. Rajoelina fled Madagascar following weeks of mounting protests over severe power and water shortages, which ultimately culminated in a military takeover led by Colonel Michael Randrianarina. His whereabouts remain unknown, though he has told close associates he went into hiding for safety reasons. Controversial dual citizenship. Rajoelina's French nationality resurfaced as a point of contention before the last election, when he revealed that he had secretly acquired it years earlier. He claimed the move was made solely to facilitate his children's studies in France, not to abandon his Malagasy identity. Critics, however, accused him of betraying national laws and questioned his constitutional eligibility to hold office. Protests and collapse of authority. The demonstrations that preceded the coup began as youth-led protests organized by the Gen Z MADA movement, inspired by similar anti-government movements in Nepal. Initially focused on economic hardship and infrastructure failures, the rallies swelled after security forces used violence against demonstrators. In a bid to calm tensions, Rajoelina dismissed his energy minister, then dissolved his government, but the moves failed to stem public anger. Protesters demanded his resignation and a democratic transition. Instead, elite military forces loyal to Randrianarina seized control, ousting Rajoelina in a swift coup. New government promises elections. Colonel Randrianarina has since been sworn in as transitional leader and appointed a new cabinet. The regime has pledged to hold elections within 2 years, though analysts remain skeptical about whether the military intends to restore full civilian rule. Rajoelina, once hailed as a youthful reformer when he first rose to power in 2009, now finds himself stateless and in exile, a stark reversal for a leader who once dominated Madagascar's political stage. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.